Thank you very much for the question. Good afternoon for all. First of all, I'd like to thanks to UNHCR for the invitation. It's a pleasure and an honor to share this space with you. I'd like to address this this question, talking about the Sérgio Vieira de Mello Academic Chair in Brazil. Who was Sérgio Vieira de Mello? I'm sure that all you know or already heard about Sérgio Vieira de Mello. He was born in Brazil in 1948 and died in a terrorist attack against the UN office in Baghdad in August 2023. Sérgio devoted almost his entire life to refugees as a UN office. During Secretary General Kofi Annan's mandate, Sérgio played important roles in a period of great world changes and UN reforms. The story of the Sérgio Vieira de Mello Academic Chair began some weeks after the death of Sérgio, still in 2003. The UNHCR regional office in Costa Rica decided to create the chair to promote refugee law in the region. The chair is based upon an agreement between the UNHCR representation and the universities that would like to or could develop the proposal activities. Among those, teaching of refugee law was the main objective at this very beginning. In fact, the original idea of the chair was spontaneously expanded by universities to include other activities besides teaching refugee law. Among those activities, I can mention some of them. Access to undergraduate courses through special procedures, affirmative action quotas in the case of public universities, socioeconomic monthly stipend mainly in public universities, facilitation to recognize diplomas and certificates, Portuguese language courses designed and offered to them without fees, which is an important thing in the Brazilian case, training programs on refugee law and policies for local government officials, and others. An important question to make at this point. What are the benefits universities take from those activities? Universities are important places not only for teaching, learning, and doing research, but also to promote some values and foster innovation and social changes for the benefit to the community. In this regard, the Sérgio Vieira de Mello Academic Chair is a powerful instrument to promote solidarity through protection and integration of refugee persons. Today in Brazil, we have 22 universities affiliated to the Sérgio Vieira de Mello Academic Consortium. My university, the Federal University of ABC in São Paulo, is one of them. There are public universities, religious ones, and private universities. The Sérgio Vieira de Mello Academic Chair is already seen as a good practice by the UNHCR in the region. And it's in accordance to the Mexico Declaration Plan of Action, also the Brazil Declaration and Plan of Action of 2014, within the regional Cartagena regime. And finally, I'd like to mention that the internationalization process used to be measured by the impact of scientific production in universities, number of foreign scholars, foreign students to mobility programs, and also accounts. Those indicators are part of those international universities rankings, as we know. But one important dimension of internationalization, not well known and probably less perceived and evaluated, is the contribution of migrants, asylum seekers, and refugees for the academic environment. Their presence, their knowledge, their visions, their realities, their demands, their courage and passion represent a rich and powerful set for a less planned and considered perspective of universities' internationalization. We can assure that Sérgio Vieira de Mello Academic Chair offers this possibility. Thank you.